Now, as I said, there's been cheers and jeers for this proposed development. There's even been talk of a legal challenge to interdict against this development. Part of the concern is obviously ecological issues around that area of the Lisbeek River as well as the Black River. There's also questions about whether this is the right place to build that part of observatory. Not very close to transport nodes, not very close to other nodes there. So that's why we speak to Peter Blum. She's a PhD candidate at the Urban Ecology Unit at the University of the Western Cape. Your thoughts, your concerns about this development, Peter?
Hi, Lester. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm actually at UCP.
My apologies.
Not a Western Cape, but yeah. Yeah, so do you want me to jump right into it?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So, first of all, I've been following the environmental impact assessment process from the beginning when they first tabled the proposal. Initially, there were concerns around the endangered western leopard toad population that's there at the wetlands, around the traffic impact. Already the area is highly congested, and around the flooding because it's in a flooding zone. So those were raised. The developer then went and worked with the freshwater ecologist, Liz Day. They adjusted the proposal. They did a whole assessment of the river system and put together a plan for restoration of it. It's not currently functioning properly at the moment as an ecosystem. So the part of the development is to restore the area along the river and restore the ecological functioning of that wetland system there. They had a herpetologist do a specialist study on the western leopard toad, and I trust the professional judgment and assessment of those people. So the traffic impact, in 2006, I was working at Makeke Design Laboratory, and there we were working on the proposal for the Omolen development, the spatial development framework there, and put forward plans for an eco-village, mixed use and mixed income. Mm. And it didn't get through the EIA process because of the traffic impact. Mm. Now, it was being developed by city, and they just left it. There was nothing more that they could do. Mm. But this proposal will build, the developer has to build the Berkeley Road extension, and the BRT has to be extended. So when the record of decision came through on this, I honestly have never seen a record of decision with so many conditions built into it.
When we talk about sorry, Peter, we don't have much time, but when we talk about development in the city of Cape Town, from reading some of the notes and some of the proposals by cities, talk about densification of the city limits, but there's the other point that says we really start needing to developing up the West Coast because we are a city that's running out of space.
Mm. Yeah, so, before we expand at the city limits, there's a lot of bulk and densification that can happen in the city. It's much more efficient and effective to increase your density within the city than it is, and it's better for the protection of our biodiversity. So at the city limits, both at the West Coast and even in places like Silvermine, I'm seeing greenfield development transforming land into housing and the expansion of the city there. Mm. So for me, those are intact ecosystems in pristine condition. And that land out at the edges of the city, the way it's expanding, is happening at a very startling and alarming rate. And I think the people who are objecting, the OCA and the likes, to this development and this bulk are just simply not aware of the extent to which and the rate at which our city is expanding. The UN says that we're going to see the most urbanization occurring in secondary cities in developing countries. That's us. Mm. So we need to be prepared to be a city of 10 million.
Peter Blum, she is a PhD candidate at the Urban Ecology Unit at the University of Cape Town. Thank you so much for joining us.